Get Joseph Clough's life-changing first book, Be Your Potential, published by Hay House. Imagine a life free of limitations. What would you achieve? It's time to take control in creating the results that you desire with your health, relationships, and career. Be Your Potential is the guide to your incredible future. Head to amazon.com or .co.uk now and get the book, which is also available on the Kindle. Be Your Potential. As an added bonus, it also includes transformational hypnosis and coaching MP3s to take your world to a whole new level of happiness and success in every area of your life. Be Your Potential, available on Amazon in paperback and on the Kindle. And if you like Joseph's work, be sure to write a review on Amazon so together we can transform the world.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Joseph Clough. I know it's been quite a long time since my last podcast. I've been incredibly busy with doing lots of seminars, trainings, trying to reply to all the emails I'm getting. So I apologize for that. Lots of new things will be happening, I promise you. In fact, I am now taking active time out from my own work, so as in my paid work, and actually going to be focusing the next month or two on just purely providing you with free audios. That's what I really want to do to make up for all the things which I would have usually have done. So there will be lots of hypnosis, lots of coaching audios to come out very soon, and also lots of videos as well. As well as that, a bit of an update for you. I've got some dates as to when I'm going to be traveling to different locations in the world. So the first two I've started to organize is in February 2013, I will be in Australia for a month, seeing about four places to do seminars. If you want to be able to have your vote as to where I go, go ahead onto facebook.com/Joseph's fanpage, and you'll be able to scroll down a few statuses and you'll be able to find that link to be able to have your vote. Exact same thing to the next location, which is in America. In April, May, and June, for 3 months then, I will be in America doing some seminars and trainings to be able to really meet you guys. So I'm really looking forward to that. America is obviously a very, very big place, and with 3 months, even that amount of time doesn't give me many places to visit. I have set up a survey once again on Facebook, facebook.com/Joseph's fanpage, and you can take your vote there as well. Just click on the link and then I will be able to find out where the interest is. So your vote is very important, very valuable if you would like to come and see me anyway. I'd love to meet you anyway. That'd be superb. That would make my day if I could actually meet the people who've been emailing me and listening to my work. The other thing is, which has really increased my work, is the emails. It has stopped me recording as much because at the moment this podcast is getting downloaded over 100,000 times a month, which blows my mind. And even more than that, which blows my mind, next month we would have hit the 1 million download milestone. That to me is crazy. I started out just wanting to speak about my words and my thoughts and really get my ideas out there in the world to a few people. And then it came to hundreds, thousands, and now it's 100,000 in downloads and 1 million in total next month, which I'm sure I'm going to get next month anyway. So I'm really thankful for that, but it has meant that I'm getting far more emails, which has meant that I haven't been doing as much recording, as I said, let alone all the trainings and seminars and actually doing all the other things that I do. So as I said, many new audios and videos to come. And in this podcast, in fact, we're going to be doing a nice hypnosis session about achieving your desired outcomes, gaining the mindsets and beliefs and natural triggers to really be the way that you desire. So let's go right into that. Be sure to just not do anything. Sit down, lay down, relax, and just enjoy the trance. So I will speak to you very, very soon on this hypnosis session. In fact, I'll do it right now. So go ahead and give yourself this opportunity to relax and to let go. I want you to consider your desire, the way you would like to be, the way you would like to feel. And I'd like you to consider your goal, your desire in the positive. So you know exactly how you want it to be. To not be how you don't want to. Allow your attention to be completely, exactly how you'd like to be. And as you hold that in your mind, consider what it will allow you to do, to achieve, to experience, if you were to achieve this way of being. And as you hold that in your mind, you can relax and just let go. It's important to realize that your attention can begin to expand upon your desires, and it will cause you to just relax, to be comfortable. That's right. Consider how you would like this goal to happen, when you'd like it to happen. Maybe now. Maybe before I even spoke. Consider where you would like this to happen, how you'd like it to happen, and when you would like it to happen. Because as we take this goal in our mind, I'd like you to imagine that effortless comfort beginning to expand and spread around your whole body, where thoughts, sensations, and the gradual alteration of awareness as the mind just lets go. You see, you have everything you need to achieve your desire. You have everything, all the resources, the capabilities. You see, we try to change our environment, but it's not about our environment. It's not even about our behaviors within that environment. It's not even about our capabilities, which dictate the behaviors in our environment. It's about your belief systems. And I want you to consider the type of beliefs you would like to have. That you are worthy, and you are good enough. That you are strong, and you are capable. That you see good in yourself, and you thrive off challenges. Construct that belief however you see it in your mind. Maybe you hear it. Maybe you feel it. And as you consider how you'd see, hear, or even feel that belief, consider exactly how you'd like it to be. The colors, notice them. Make them bigger and brighter. The sounds, turn up that, fine-tuning that excellent sound. The feelings, allow them to grow, bigger and better. And as you take that belief system in your mind, Imagine it beginning to sink deeply throughout your neurology. Nourishing and bathing each cell. Flourishing. And enjoying this way of being. Because you, the unconscious mind, can learn. When we came into this world, we were whole and content. And you, the unconscious mind, can find the adequate learnings which allows you to be free of conflict, to preserve those learnings, so those learnings will keep you safe, that you can achieve your desires. You, the unconscious mind, can find those natural triggers for the inner confidence. For you are now peaceful. You are worthy. You are strong. You are capable. Your future success is now created by today's thoughts. You live your future success like it has already happened today. Because I know that you're capable, worthy, and good enough. There's always more to discover about yourself, others, and the world. You learn and grow, taking new paths, living beyond your comfort zone. Because there's always examples which can tell you you may not be able to do something. But there's always one example, one person who has achieved it. And if someone has achieved your goal or desire, it makes it possible. So focus on your desired outcome. Because in your mind, you begin to experience how you'd like to be, knowing life is a choice. It's full of them. And the more we know this, the more power we gain by living a meaningful life. From now on, you take responsibility and accountability for your own happiness. You light up the illusionary darkness, living beyond your comfort zone. For you are powerful, and you learn from your past. Each day you grow and you learn. And these small steps you take are so powerful with each day. Deep within you, you have everything you need. You allow your attention on the inner world of you, allowing it to grow with your desires. Because you have choice. You can now choose how you'd like to think, feel, and act. Cultivating your mind. Allowing yourself to realize that you are peaceful, you are worthy, you are capable in achieving all your desires. You, the unconscious mind, will find all those learnings, all those ways of being, that tell you that you have it all, as you relax deeper and deeper. You, the unconscious mind, will find all the solutions you desire, all the learnings, all the ways of being, You begin to allow your mind to reflect that of peace, happiness, joy. For you are worthy, you are strong, you are good enough. You have all the resources, and you allow them to expand with each moment, growing, becoming. Allow your thoughts to be one of positivity. Always focus on your desired outcome. You assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled, and you act upon it with conviction. You begin to expand your thoughts, creating changes, finding more ways of growing as a person. No longer buying into other people's expectations. You break those rules. You show those around you how great and capable you are. You thank yourself every day, knowing when you change the inner world of you, you change the relationship to the outer world. There's always more to discover, always ways of making changes. So be gentle on yourself. Life is about learning. You have everything you need within you. You are capable and you are strong. You allow your mind to reflect your desires. You have everything you need. Everything you need. For you are worthy and you are capable. You have everything, everything, all the love, all the ways of being in the world. You begin to transform your world. You consider your desired outcomes. Considering the belief systems and see yourself having them. See yourself acting and reacting, feeling the way you'd like to feel, being the real you. You begin to see more and more about the world. All the things it has to offer. You begin to truly and easily realize there's so much more to discover. You are the creator of your life. You are worthy. You are good enough. And when you're ready to make that change, you'll begin to come back to now. Whenever you're ready, you'll begin to become more and more alert. And when you're ready to come out of trance, you will do. When you consciously decide to. In every way. And you can just do that now. Becoming more aware. And coming all the way back to now. Whenever you desire.